In memory and in honor of the 6 million, stepping stones. In chapter 4 of Sefer Yehoshua, the children of Israel cross the Jordan River and enter the land of Israel. Can you imagine the scene, the cheering, the singing, the shedding of tears, tears of gratitude and relief? Their joy and excitement must have been palpable as the soles of their feet touched sacred ground for the very first time. In front of them is Eretz Yisrael, a good land, a spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. God had just performed an amazing miracle that paralleled Kriyat Yamsuf by rolling back the waters of the Jordan River. Thus, like the generation before them, they too could walk on dry land in the middle of the sea. Ubnei Yisrael halchu bayabasha b'toch hayam. They are secure in the knowledge that the divine is with them, and a new chapter in Jewish history is about to begin. After Bnei Yisrael finished crossing the Jordan, God commanded Joshua to designate 12 people, one from each tribe. Se'u lachem mize mitoch ha'yarden, mimatzav raglei ha'kohanim, hechin 12 avanim, ve'he'evartem otam imachem. Take 12 stones from this place in the middle of the Jordan, where the priest's feet are standing, carry them with you, and set them down in your lodging place. Bnei Yisrael are then directed to create a monument, Le'ot Ulzikaron, for time and memorial. These 12 Avanim serve as an undeniable marker so that one day in the near and distant future, when their children and grandchildren see the rocks and ask, Maha Avanim Ha'ele, the stories and miracles of the Yarden and the moment of entry into the land would be retold, remembered, and celebrated forever. But then Yehoshua does something very strange. U'shtemisrei avanim hekim Yehoshua b'toch hayarden. Joshua takes 12 stones and places them in the middle of the Jordan River for a memorial. Why? First of all, God did not command him to do it. And second, once the waters of the Jordan resume flowing, the monument will be submerged and no one will be able to see it. What is the point of an invisible monument? Perhaps Yehoshua is giving the 12 tribes of Israel an important lesson. As they enter the promised land, ready to begin a new life, they are charged to remember the hidden stones concealed by flowing waters. Da me'ayin bata. They must know from where they came. They must honor the memories, struggles, challenges, sweat, and tears of the generation that preceded them. The submerged rocks are the stepping stones that lead to the inauguration of all future monuments throughout the Jewish story. And even if they remain concealed and invisible to the human eye, their memories must live on in our hearts and our imagination. And even though we cannot see the stones, most importantly, God can see them and knows that they are there.